We're a work in progress. I mean, we're working at things each and every day. But we've had our moments, but there's still always somewhere we need to work on to be better.
How much is the base defense almost like, you know, the secondary thing? I mean, when we look at, you know, the snaps and you see Keenan Robinson snaps are, you know, in certain packages that significantly outplays Kelvin Shepard.
Yeah, the game has become a little bit more situational defenses and stuff. So, you know, when big people are in, you match in personnel. But, again, as the game is going right now, a lot more of it is spreading people out. You're trying to play in space, so it's requiring some of the more the DB packages to be involved.
What has Keenan brought to the table?
I think you see he comes into the room with his great intelligence. He's got, obviously, athletic ability to play in space. And really he's done a nice job of kind of learning the defense and really fitting in nicely.
Where does Kennard fit in there? Because he's a guy who hasn't gotten a ton of snaps.
Well, I think where the situation where we're starting to use him more and more in things that really suit him best, in terms of maybe rushing the passer, helping us in the run game, those things. But I think DK really has a skill set that we can use, and we're going to try to take advantage of.
Why do you think it didn't happen to start the season?
What's that?
Why do you think it didn't happen to start the season? Why now? Were the snaps just lower than you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I would guess so. You don't know what the numbers are going to be, but after seeing it for the first four games, you're obviously seeing that the team's trying to spread us out and play a little bit more, maybe a little bit because of some of the guys we have up front trying to get away from them.
How do you think you've done in coverage as a group?
I think we've been solid. You know, there's always room for improvement.
It's been a pretty big problem here in the last couple of years, you know, covering running backs and tight ends. How big a challenge has that been for you, with what you have and the way you guys scheme defensively?
Well, I think there's different ways to go about it, but it's like we mentioned before, it's situational defenses. Everybody's looking for matchups. Everybody has that skilled running back out of the backfield. They might have a first or second down running back, but then they have a skilled guy coming out of the backfield. You have a blocking tight end, you have a receiving tight end, and you're trying to find guys on your side of the ball who can match up with them in all situations, too, run and pass.
With B.J. Goodson, I mean, we talked a lot in the summer. Obviously, he was out for a little while. With all the veterans that you have at that position, is he making enough progress where he could, you know, you can see potentially getting more defensive snaps?
You see B.J. getting better each week. You know, he's gaining confidence. Again, obviously, like any rookie coming in, when you get out on the field and you start playing with these guys, at first could be a little bit intimidating, but which he never backed away from. He's always been good with. But also now getting out on the field in actual game time where he's been playing on special teams and everything else, I think it's only helping his confidence that he is getting better in practice.
I mean, can you judge how far he's come at
no,
linebacker?
No, I don't think you can. You've seen him getting better, but you can't say until you put him out on the field. That's
and at that point, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would imagine then when you have veterans that are out there performing, it's hard to take a veteran off and put an unknown out on the field.
A little. It's a little, you know, when you have a little bit of an unknown, but it's one of those things. We're not afraid to put guys out there who've proven themselves. They're getting challenged in the practices and everything else, and we feel it's the right time. We'll get them in there.
How much is having a guy like Sacks in front to help your guys as far as run defense?
Him and Hank Bowler are great. You know, both those two guys. I know the inside backers appreciate him a great deal. Everybody really, it's really, they take a lot of pressure off of you, and they just eat up space, and it gives you a chance to get to the ball.
What is it about Casillas? He's your only real three-down kind of guy, it appears. What is it that sort of impresses him for you?
I think you see him, he finds a way of getting to the ball, you know. There's guys that kind of can move around a lot, but he gets to the football a lot of times. He shows up at where the ball's at. He has a good understanding of Spags' scheme on our side of the ball. He understands what we want to get done and how we want to do it, and he continues to get better. He works every day, so it's a positive to have him in the room.
How rare is that for a guy that, I mean, I don't know exactly, but he's not a rookie. He's not in his second or third year. Just he's playing such a bigger role maybe than he has in the past.
I couldn't say how rare is it. You know, he's a guy who's coming. Everybody comes into their own at different times. And a lot of times when you're needed, and he's needed right now in our situation.
when you go in, I mean, I guess from the outside, you look and you say, all right, well, talk to the linebackers about the running back, but not necessarily the quarterback in a sense. But when you're going against a guy like Aaron Rodgers, what does it do for your positional group? What do you guys have to watch for with Rodgers?
Well, I think not only with Aaron, but with their whole unit. You know, a guy like Aaron makes their whole unit better on offense. A guy like Aaron makes us, as a defensive unit, have to be good in all areas, too, versus against the run and the pass. You have Eddie Lacy, you have Starks, obviously both two solid running backs, guys that are going to be tough to bring down, but we need to bring them down. And you got weapons on the outside with, you know, Jordy and Cobb and Rodgers at tight end. There's a lot of weapons for those guys. And him being able to get it to all of them, you know, and kind of distribute it to all of them, makes us as a defensive unit have to be a lot better each and every day.
Does it help practicing against an offense that is similar to that offense?
Absolutely.
How much do you see this?
Well, you don't know. I mean, they have their own things that they feel. Coach McCarthy, you know, obviously he feels strongly about certain plays, certain things that they do. But, you know, there is some similarities. But, again, the personnel are different. So, I mean, we got to get comfortable with those guys.
Where do you think the biggest benefit is? Is there, you know, in order to play, when you do play against an offense that's similar, do you see it's a spot where you say, okay, it can help in the run game, it can help in the pass game, maybe more than the other?
I wouldn't say either. I mean, you see the same basic type of runs from everybody. Nobody's really kind of reinventing the wheel in the run game. They kind of hide it in a couple of different ways, but they will line up and come at you basically with your zone plays and your gap schemes. So you kind of see that. You're just trying to figure out how they like to dress them up before the snap. In the pass game, then again, you know, there's certain receivers, they run certain routes better than other routes. And so that's where they kind of mix and match in terms of in the pass game. So it's a little bit harder in the pass game.